United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we begin our review of the Neutrina USEA American Eventing Championships presented by VTO Saddlery. We'll be hearing from trainer Rebecca Brown, who had a number of riders at the AECs, and the winner of the Senior Preliminary Amateur Division, Darlene McInnes, from Area 9. And we begin with the winner of the Senior Training Amateur Division, Brittany Vinson, from Area 5. Brittany, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, thank you for having me.
Well, what a weekend you had. Congratulations on winning the Senior Training Amateur at the AECs. Are you still celebrating?
Yes, I am. It's been great.
Well, let's explain to everybody, you're still at college, aren't you? So it was straight back to work on Monday morning for you.
Yes, straight back to school and a hard week of tests and classes.
Oh dear, all right, well, quick shift then of your schedule. But last week you managed to take time off, obviously, to go to the Texas Rose Horse Park for those finals. Now, your horse, Falcon Dusty Tiger, has been very consistent this year, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. He has.
Well, let's talk about your preparation then before you got there, because you must have been feeling pretty confident about his form as you went there.
Yes, well, I made special time to be at the barn every weekend, and luckily I don't have school on Fridays, so I could leave and be home Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and even ride early Monday mornings before going back to school. So we were feeling good.
Who do you train with, Brittany?
I train with Mary Darcy.
Okay, and how long have you been training with her?
Ever since I've had Tiger. She's the reason for my success, if I give credit to anyone.
And how long have you had him?
5 years.
And so what was he doing before you took over the ride?
Tiger?
Yes.
Tiger, I got him from Philip Dutton's barn.
Right, so he had some experience then before you got in the tack.
Yes, ma'am. He had been through prelim.
Okay, so off you went to the AECs then, feeling confident yourself of his form. Tell us how the weekend unfolded for you. Talk us through it.
Well, I was confident going in. He was feeling good, and I knew he could do very well, and everything happened to fall into place. I just wanted three solid, good events, and it worked out that way for sure.
How was the dressage then? Was that the kind of test that you hoped he would produce?
Yes, I was very proud of his dressage test. He gave me everything I asked for.
And you were lying in fourth place then after the dressage. What did you make of the cross-country course when you walked it? How were you feeling about it?
I really liked the cross-country course. I thought it was the perfect amount of challenging to be a championship course. And Mary Darcy and I spent some time on some tricky lines. We really evaluated it, and it rode smoothly. It went very well.
So you came off that course then full of confidence.
Yes.
And he finished well, did he?
Yes, ma'am.
So obviously putting those three phases together, it was the perfect event for you, winning, I mean, a marginal win, because you had to keep Claire Gordon at bay. She was right on your heels there, wasn't
she? Right.
So when it was all over and done with, how were you feeling about the weekend?
I was actually pretty shocked, because, I mean, I'd really just been praying to keep my place, because I'd been so proud of him. I don't think I could have asked him for anything else. And how it turned out, we ended up in first. I was a little shocked, but I was so excited and so proud of Tiger.
Well, it went progressively better, didn't it? From fourth place after dressage, third after cross country, then a clear show jumping round as well to finish on.
Yes.
Couldn't have been better. So tell us about the rest of the competition for you then. Did you support anyone else while you were there?
I was definitely supporting all my Area 5 friends, and Area 5 in Texas did well, very well. We kind of swept a little bit.
Yeah, it was really a bit of a home run there, wasn't it?
Yes, a little bit.
So tell us what is next in store for you then with Falcon Dusty Tiger after winning at the AECs.
Well, my original plan was to give him a little time off and me to not be coming home as much as I was. But, I mean, it kind of gave me a little fever. I don't know if I might try the Area 5 Championships next at Texas Rose. It's really undecided as of right now.
So this, obviously, as I said, coming off a win like this must give you confidence, but does it make you want to go on to bigger things next year? Where you will you move up the levels next year?
Yes, we've done a spring is really when I hit the shows hard. We've done a few prelims, but I qualified for training and prelim, but since I was at school and not riding every day, we decided the better and safest option was to do the training course, because knowing it would be plenty challenging. And so I do plan to move back up to prelim and continue on with that.
And meanwhile, you're at school. Tell us about what you're studying and where you are.
Yes, I'm currently at Blinn College in College Station. We'll be at Texas A&M next fall. And I'm studying animal science and will specialize in equine science.
And then who knows what might happen yet after that, but do you plan to stay in the horse world?
Yes, I don't think I could ever leave the horse world.
So continuing your eventing career as well, do you have any other horses to ride?
I have Candy Cane Rain, but he's currently on mild work.
So at least you have two horses to keep you busy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, terrific.
Yes.
All right. Well, good luck with your career, Brittany. And again, congratulations on winning the Senior Training Amateur.
Thank you so much.
Darlene joins me now after her successful weekend. Welcome to the program, Darlene.
Thanks so much for having me.
And congratulations on your win at the AECs. That must have felt very good. Are you still celebrating?
Still celebrating. Still walking on cloud nine. It was just an amazing weekend.
Who do you train with?
I have several different coaches. I have a dressage coach locally by the name of Gwen Kaalova, and a jumping coach by the name of Rochelle Costanza, and then John Staples helps me at a lot of various events as well. So I have a lot of support. It's wonderful.
And you're based in Colorado. Where exactly are you located?
Just a little southeast of Denver, a community by the name of Elizabeth.
Okay. And how long have you been eventing, Darlene?
You know, it's only been probably 9 or 10 years. I'm a convert from the hunter jumper world.
Well, we're happy to have you over on the
love
other side.
Being here. Yeah, love being here.
Well, you had obviously a fabulous weekend, but it comes off a terrifically consistent and successful season that you've had with Warlord, haven't you?
Yes, it's been really great. I felt like we were set up just perfectly for this after being the Area 9 champion, so that was amazing in itself.
And how long have you been partners with him?
I bought him as an unbroke three-year-old, and since then, he's 10 now, so 7 years we've been together, and he really knows nobody but me. He takes good care of his mom.
Well, obviously, a successful partnership with the results that you had this weekend. And that was quite a trek for you from Colorado. So when did the journey begin for you?
We left midday on Monday and went to John Staples in Wichita, Kansas, and overnighted there, had a pleasant evening, and gave the horses the time, you know, to rest a little bit, and loaded up Tuesday, got in Tuesday afternoon. So we had all day Wednesday just to kind of acclimate. You know, we were coming from a higher altitude and a lot less humidity, so it was, I think, a good move on our part to come a little bit early.
And how did that affect the horse? I mean, did he transition easily?
Yeah, we came last year, so the weather was better this year, which was great for him, and I think he transitioned perfectly.
And how long a journey would that have been in total, then, on the road?
Probably about 15 hours, 15, 15 and a half hours.
That's quite a trek for you, isn't it? Did you do it alone, or did you have friends to support you?
I have a fantastic traveling buddy by the name of Angelica Butel, and she rode in the training division. So it was just the two of us and our two dogs and our two horses, and we had a blast.
But that's what the AECs is all about. Well, let's talk about
it is.
The actual performance then, Darlene. Talk us through when you arrived there. You had a day to get settled in with him. And then walk the course as well. What were your impressions of the course?
I thought the course was very challenging this year. I was so excited. There were some more complicated questions on it, and I was really excited about the cross-country course. So it's always a fast course to ride, and I was loving the new water they put in, and it was really fun. You know, my horse is a thoroughbred who acts more like a warm blood, so I usually kick him around course to make time, and for whatever reason, he was on a mission and he knew what he had to do because he just drugged me around that course and was just a star.
And obviously you were confident going into it, but tell us about the dressage before you got there. What was that test like for you?
Yeah, it was a great test, and I'm in awe of my horse. I really believe he knew what he was there to do. That was the best score he's had in prelim and dressage test. So, you know, he had his game face on, and I was the passenger, and he was just phenomenal. It felt great. It rode great. You know, the facility is so wonderful. The footing is wonderful. So, yeah, he was just happy and forward, and we had a blast.
And then the cross country itself, how did that feel?
It was great. I mean, it rode really well. I think they did good on the footing. And again, like I said, they made it a little bit more, I think, complicated this year. Some better questions and more challenging. And I just loved it. And my horse did too. I mean, it rode really well. Again, the new water was great. There was a huge drop, which we enjoyed. And it was just a really wonderful course. I think they did a fabulous job.
Well, it clearly was foot perfect for you, wasn't it? Because double clear, cross-country and show jumping, and crept up one place after your dressage of 28.3. Was that his personal best score?
It was, yes. It was his personal best in prelim in dressage, yes.
Okay, so what now for you, Darlene, with that kind of result and consistency of form with him this year? Where will you go next?
You know, I'd like to get to a one star, possibly doing intermediate. I've done an IP. He did really well at that. So that's kind of my goal for next year. We had two full seasons at prelim, and so I think that's kind of the next place for us to go. I'm really looking forward to next year. We're probably pretty much done for the season. I think, you know, after that, we're just going to have fun this fall, and then I'll give him the winter off and then, you know, head for a one star. Are in, you know, possibly intermediate next year.
Well, in the meantime, there's your day job, of course, being an amateur. Tell us what you do.
I actually work for the Department of Corrections for the state of Colorado, and I train inmates to train dogs. So we take dogs from shelters, and we place them in our facilities, and we train the inmates to train the dogs, and then we adopt them out to the public. We've saved over 8,000 dogs in our program, so I have a really rewarding day job.
Very satisfying. Does that mean you're a correctional officer, or do you come from an animal care background, animal training?
Both, actually. I had to be a correctional officer to go into the facility, but yes, I come from a lot, you know, many years of training dogs, so I raise and breed and train Jack Russell Terriers as well.
So coming back to the horses then, is this the only horse that you have, or do you have others that are still doing hunter jumping?
Well, no, I don't. I'm done with the hunter jumper world. I love the eventing world. I love the people. I just bought a four-year-old off-the-track thoroughbred. So before that, all I had was his warlord's barn name is Stuart. We call him Baby Stewie because he's still a baby in many ways. But he was the only horse I've had all these years, and I finally just bought another one, kind of thinking down the road. And so I bought a four-year-old off-the-track thoroughbred I'm very excited about. So
we're now thinking of the winter in Colorado. Do you have somewhere to train to bring on the young horses?
I do, yeah. I'll have a nice long fall, hopefully, although we had crazy weather last night. But hopefully I have a long fall to get this new horse going. And I do have lots of indoors around me that people are generous enough to let me ride in. So I'll get the young horse going, hopefully. So I'll have the two of them next year, which would be really exciting.
So can we expect to see you back at the AECs next year?
I sure hope so. I'm not sure if it'll be with Warlord or it'll be with the new one, but I just love the venue. I love the people down there. Texas is a great state. And so, yes, I really hope to be back again next year.
Well, terrific. Well, obviously, lots to celebrate winning that senior prelim amateur at the AECs. Congratulations once again, Darlene, and good luck with your horses in the future.
Thank you so much.
Rebecca Brown from Area 5 is an ICP Level 3 trainer. Rebecca, what a weekend. You had 11 riders at the AECs and obviously at different levels, but most of them there were either amateurs or young riders and children, weren't they?
Yes, correct. We had a solid mix of everyone, for sure.
And, of course, in different divisions as well. To say you were kept busy would be an understatement, but give us an overview then, Rebecca, of the riders and horses that you had there competing this weekend.
Certainly. I had one young rider in the Open Intermediate, Katie Resnick. She was riding an X3-star horse of Sharon White's named the King Spirit. She's been campaigning at Intermediate all year. She placed third at Greenwood two-star, and she actually represented Area 5 at the two-star Young Riders this summer, and she had a fabulous weekend. She's actually just gone off to college, so she hasn't been riding every day. So she had a little bit of a rusty dressage, but a amazing cross-country and a clear show jumping, and she finished 15th in that really tough division. In the prelim horse, I had a young rider by the name of Arlie Pryor riding a horse that she and her mother found in Virginia named Inspiration. This was only her third prelim, so she didn't make the qualifications for prelim young rider, but they made the qualifications for prelim horse. She also had an amazing weekend. She's in the class stacked with professionals, so she did a 32 in dressage, and then as it only being her third prelim, we rode safe around the cross country. So I think she had 10 time faults and then a beautiful show jumping round. I think she finished 17th. So both of those riders weren't in the ribbons, but nonetheless, they had fabulous weekends. I had another young rider. Actually, I think she's an amateur now, by the name of Lauren Hoover. In the training senior amateur division, we found her horse in Florida, I guess maybe a year and a half ago or so. It's a horse that came from a young rider that used to ride with William Fox Pitt. We found the horse through Ruthie Harbison and Exmoor Eventing in Florida. Anyway, she finished 9th and actually won the Charles Owen Technical Merit Award for, I guess, safe cross-country riding, so we're very excited about that. She will be upgrading soon after this at the next show. I had Leah Ferrier in junior training. She finished 6th, I believe. Her horse is Hail the Second, and we found that horse. We bought it from a student of Buck Davidson's. The horse had been campaigned to the 3-star level by one of his working students, Natalia Nieneman. Let's see here. Who else? I'm sorry. I'm trying to go through all of these. It's hard to remember everyone. I also had Kristen Turner in junior training. She was riding her own horse, Lil Albert. This is actually the last show that they're doing together because now she's moving on to a horse that we feel is a little bit more suitable for the upper levels. She did a 29 in the dressage, and she had a fabulous show until show jumping and then just got a little nervous and had one refusal. Not a big deal, just nerves popped up a little bit, so I think she moved down a bit, but she finished strong on that. She was right out of the ribbons, I believe, at 13th. Then we actually didn't have anyone in novice, which was kind of interesting. We had horses and everything but advanced and novice. Next year, maybe we'll have someone in every level. In beginner novice, I had 5 riders. We had Jane Cook, who was in junior beginner novice in the regular junior beginner novice over 14. She and her own horse, Dunluck, is a horse that we found from Sharon White last year. He's a fabulous little dun horse. In fact, I think he made some of the blogs about the interesting colors. She was in 2nd place going into show jumping and then pulled her first rail ever. Sometimes nerves get you at the AECs. And so I believe she finished 5th, which she was very happy about.
then I had Katie Cox and Might Be Regal, a previous horse owned by another young rider in Area 5 who had actually campaigned the horse at the young riders level. She finished on her dressage score, which was very exciting. This is her first year at beginner novice on that horse, and the 14 and under at sixth place. I also had Catherine McKinney on her horse, Coricata de la Galerna, and Suzanne Stevens, who was riding, actually, Lauren Hoover's, another one of my riders' previous horses named Promesso. They both had fabulous weekends, but had a little issue on cross country, so didn't finish in the ribbons. But, you know, you go to AECs and you hope to do your best, but you certainly learn a lot if you don't. I believe that was everyone. Oh, I was also riding a stallion of my own who we actually decided doesn't want to event anymore, so we didn't have a very good weekend on him.
Well, obviously lots of distractions for you with so many riders, and this is a local venue for you too, isn't it, the Texas Rose Horse Park?
Yep, we are located just a little over an hour away.
Now, how many horses do you have then, Rebecca, in training? I mean, to produce that many, 11, to qualify for the AECs is quite a feat. You must have quite a big business, do you?
We do. We run a very massive business out of Buck Branch Farm in Wilmer, Texas. I work with my mother, which is great. She has a riding school, so we sort of have a big booming business, and everyone sort of cycles up to me. We have an assistant trainer, Bethany Quine, who comes and helps me at the shows, and she starts some of our kids and then also works with the kids at my level, or the amateurs at my level. And then so the kids that she starts funnels into my mom's school of horsemanship, Becky Brown School of Horsemanship, and then those kids that are interested in owning their own horse and competing at the recognized level, they come into my part of the business, RB Riding, and then Bethany and I go around with all these kids and amateurs, and we compete a lot. It's a lot of fun, and we're so close to Dallas that, you know, we have a lot of interest.
So I'm guessing that some of these riders, especially the children, would have been with you from the start of their career, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe not with me exactly, but either with Bethany or my mother. I mean, they start with us and you know, finish with us. A lot of them funnel from age 7 all the way through until, you know, until they graduate high school. And you know, some riders choose to go off to college and stop riding at that point. And others, we have other kids that graduate college and come back to us.
Now, do you find when they come to you as children that they have a horse or a pony in mind, or do you find the horse for them once they start with you?
We find the horse for them.
It must be very satisfying then to watch that partnership go through to the AECs.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. It's very cool to see them work so hard and then, you know, to achieve something. And, you know, the AECs, if you get a ribbon, that's great, but I think even if you just complete, you feel like you've achieved something.
So were there any other highlights for you and your team over the weekend, Rebecca?
You know, it's really just fun being so close to home. We had a good, a big group of kids that are hoping to get their own event horses this year and maybe come back next year at the beginner novice level having qualified. And so it's pretty fun having them around and witnessing their experience, the AECs, for the first time and sort of see the fire light in their eyes, you know, so that's pretty cool too.
And they all arrived home safely after it all and hopefully full of confidence for the next event.
Yes, definitely. We all had a great show despite any placings.
Terrific. Well, what an accomplishment. 11 riders to compete in the Neutrina USEA American Eventing Championships. Congratulations and good luck with your riders as you prepare for next year's event too.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You'll find all the results from the AECs on the website at useventing.com. This podcast is available for download from iTunes to your smartphone podcast apps. Until the next time, thank you for listening and enjoy your eventing.